Good morning to everyone. One of the aspects of COVID-19, a very small aspect, because everything else is very tragic, but this is a small aspect. One of the aspects of COVID-19 is the fact that we're davening outside, at least for the time being. And davening outside, obviously, is less comfortable than davening in shul. But I would say that regardless of where you're davening, the truth of the matter is there are parts of davening that people are very bored. People are extremely antsy, and they like to fill in the time with something interesting. Around this table, we've spoken about learning during Chazarat HaShatz, and we saw that the majority of poskim have forbade it. However, there's a second thing I wanted to deal with, and that is learning during laning. Excuse the pun, and excuse the tongue twister. I hope you'll be able to say it, Arthur. But learning during laning is also an issue that I think requires our attention, especially when we're davening outside and perhaps it's harder to hear the laning. This issue is even more germane. But even in shul, let's be honest, everybody here knows that there's...
individuals that are on the call.
So Harold's jumping ahead. I like that, Harold.
And you know, 10 people already hearing it. So why can't I open up my Gemara and learn?
So Harold is jumping ahead, but we'll get to it, Harold. You'll give me a few minutes to build up to what you said. Indeed, I think that laning is by definition very boring for the people. The only people that are active is the Baal Korah. Second to him is the guy getting the Aliyah. Perhaps the Gabbai, who's more concerned about the next Aliyah, maybe with the Kriya and making sure that it's very, very miduyak. But the bottom line is, the majority of the people in the shul are rather bored during laning. So when you're bored during laning, then you obviously go ahead and do other things. So on your... on my right side, you could see a beautiful laning at the Kotel in the olden days when you can still be at the Kotel and have a lot of people and not wear masks. And on my right side, you see, there's a very beautiful initiative called Daf Yomi. I personally don't respond to it well, but I think I'm the exception to the rule. I'm strange because the majority of the Jewish people love Daf Yomi. And indeed, we have a mitzvah of Vahagita Bo Yom Vahalayla, like you could see here on the bottom of the screen. And we daven, and we go to shul, and maybe there's laning, and laning is happening. But bottom line is, let me learn, because I am bored. And we all know that if people are bored many, many a times, what are they going to do if they're bored? They're not going to sit quietly, like good little boys and girls were taught in pre-1K. They're going to talk. So maybe learning is a very, very good idea, because people don't interrupt. So let's see if this is allowed or not. Everybody ready? Because this, I think, is going to surprise many. So let's begin. There is a Gemara, no more, no less, a Gemara in Mesechet Sota. The Gemara says, and I quote, Amar Rab Babar Hu Varafuna, Kivan Sheniftach Sefer Torah, Asur Lesaper Afilu Bitvar Halacha. So once the Torah is open, you are not allowed to talk, even in learning. So the minute you start hearing Parshat Lech Lecha, you can't talk to your friend about this shir, even though this shir is the most important shir you'll ever hear. Right, Bruce? Shake your head. There you go.
Of course. Every shir you give is on that.
Oh, the most important in the world. So even though this is the most vital shir you ever hear in your life, you're not allowed to talk about it and its contents during the time that the Torah was opened. And there's two sources brought in the Gemara. In Mesechet Sota, Amar Rav Huna Bar Rav Huna, the one that brought the statement, says, on the right side or your left side, Shene'emar, Uchepatcho Amdu Cholam, Ve'en Amida Ela Shtika, Shene'emar, Vahochalti, Ki Lo Yedabru, Ki Amdu Lo Anuhot. These are the psukim from Sefer Nehemia. In the time of Ezra and Nehemia, the second base of Mikdash was open for business. Anybody know when? No?
16 BCE.
Oh, thank you, Bruce. That was helpful. Which day of the year?
Shabbat, Monday, Thursday. Well, it was open every day of the year.
Rosh Hashanah, high holidays. They opened up for high holidays. So they opened up for the high holidays, and they did what we do on the high holidays. They read the Torah, and it says there, Kepatcho, Amdu Cholam, the minute that he opened the Sefer Torah, all the people stood, But the Gemara says it doesn't mean stand, like in modern Hebrew. It means quiet. Quiet means to listen. So when you open the Torah, you have to listen, you can't learn. Or at least you have to be quiet. Rav Zeira Amar Rav Chisda on your right side in the same Gemara says, no, mihacha, same context, same day of the year, Rosh Hashanah, when the Beis HaMikdash number 2 was open for business. Ve'oznei chol ha'am el Sefer Torah. All the ears were to the Sefer Torah. Not to your daf yomi, not to your friend, not to a shir, to the Sefer Torah. So we learn from this Gemara that you are not allowed to learn when there's laning. Very, very simple Gemara. Yeah.
Is this a drush, would you say?
A drush?
Is this a pshat or is this a drush?
Bruce, it's a very interesting question you're asking because we're not talking about psukim from the Torah. So the question of is it a smachta or not is usually when you have a biblical verse. This is a verse from Nehemiah. It's from Nach. So obviously, by definition, it's not a deoraisa. Once Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and said, this is the Torah, there's no more deoraisas. This is obviously not a deoraisa. It has to be a derabanan minus. But, I mean, a halacha, it is.
When it says stand, could one say it means stand? Or is it a drush to say it means something other than stand?
That's a very interesting question. The Beit Yosef in another place quotes the same pasuk regarding standing during laning, and he says exactly the same thing. It doesn't mean stand, it means listen. And the Maharami Rutenberg, and the Ramah brings it in Shulchan Aruch, on that Beit Yosef, on the Shulchan Aruch, says, no, it actually means stand. It's a good idea to stand during laning. But that's not the topic today. We're talking about learning during laning. At a different time, we'll talk about standing during laning. And make a long story short, regardless of the source, the bottom line is you're not allowed to learn during laning. However, do you see a difference between these two sources? So I'll be honest with you. When I learn Gemara and I see they quote psukim, I just read it. I don't usually medayik in the psukim. But this time, because it's such a short Gemara, I thought, you know what, I'll take another look at it. And indeed, I found a difference between the two. According to the left side of the screen, it says that the people were quiet. But according to the right side of the screen, what does Rav Zeira say? It wasn't enough to be quiet, but rather
listening.
Listen. There's a big difference between being quiet and listening. You want an example? Look at what you're doing right now. Some of you are listening and being quiet. Everyone is being quiet. However, being quiet doesn't mean you're not doing other things. Like, how do I know right now, looking at my dear friend Arthur, that he's not playing on his phone or his computer? Now, he's not interrupting. He's not listening. He is doing on his computer. He's quiet. Is he listening? Is he actively listening to every joke that I'm saying? Maybe yes, maybe not. So there's a big difference between Rav Huna saying quiet versus Rav Zeira saying not enough to be quiet. Quiet and listen. Going to the next page here, I'll explain what I mean. Does anyone recognize this gentleman? His name is Rav Shmuel Yitzchak HaKohen Yudayakin. I didn't know him till this week. Rav Yudayakin is a person who wrote a book called Divrei Shalom. I have it at home. It is an excellent book with beautiful brisker chakiras on so many sugiyas and shas. I bought it for nothing years ago. I barely looked at it. Last few days I looked at it, I found gems in there. So I wanted to see who this gentleman was, and because we're now doing shiurim with this PowerPoint as a virtual background, thank you, Arthur, for the help on that, so I thought I'd show off and put his picture here. So when I found his picture, I said, let me see his bio. So it turned out he was a brisker who became a chabadnik. So today he's a chabadnik, and according to some sources, he's not just a chabadnik, he's more than that. And I won't say the next word. But suffice it to say, in this book called Divrei Shalom, which I bought for pennies many, many years ago, he explains these two points of view. One says quiet, the other says to listen. Says Rav Yudayakin, whose picture is here, Hayim ze mishum kvot sefer Torah, de'ein ze mikvot ha-sefer Torah ledaber, va'afilu b'divrei Torah, כאשר ספר התורה פתוח לקרות, או דילמה, הדה אסור לספר, ומשום דבעינן שישימו ליבם למה שהקורא קורא. Beautiful. Does anyone understand what I just said? Now I'm going to do a great chesed for you, Harold. I am going to translate. It's not for you. It's for everyone listening. But it's also for you. Rav Yudaya Kitzens, you're not allowed to learn when you're lame. Is this because if you learn, you're showing disgrace to the Sefer Torah? There's Sefer Torah open, they're reading, and you're doing your own thing. It's like, this has nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me. A gentleman walks into the room, an elderly gentleman, 90 years old, mitzvah the oraisa to stand up for him, and you don't do anything. You sit in your chair, you're in your own little tiny world over there. Is that the problem of learning during laning, disregarding the laning, or no? Forget about kavod to the Sefer Torah. What kavod? Kavod means not to make fun of someone who's alive. But you can't go ahead and hurt someone. That's, I'm looking for the word in English, something that doesn't move, doesn't have feelings. There's a nice...
An idol.
No, what?
An idol.
Not an idol. Not an inmate. An inmate is a convict in jail. There's a word in English that if it doesn't move... Put it this way. I can't defend my phone. I can't defend my phone. My phone's sitting here. Okay, we do have a notion. We have a notion.
To learning something other than what's being laned. Well, what if someone's learning along with the laning?
We'll get to it. Bruce, you became, I hate to say this, you're becoming very, very Israeli. Namely, no patience. Boom! We're getting there! Let me build up a little. A few more jokes before we get to your very serious comment. Bruce! Is it that you're going to offend the Sefer Torah, says Rav Yudayakin? Or is it that you have to listen to the laning? You can't listen to the laning while you're learning. With due respect, you can't do two things at once. With due respect, you're not going to know what he was laning if you're learning. I'll give you an example. Chazarat HaShatz. We talked about this at a different shiur, about learning during Chazarat HaShatz. There is one day of the Ramah Mipano who says you're allowed to learn if you were mechavein to each bracha and said amen. In other words, you don't have to hear the chol chazar at the shatz, but if you hear, Baruch atah Hashem, rofei chole amo Yisroel, and you say amen, you know what you're saying amen to, that's okay. Let me ask you a question. In a shul where you're on your phone learning, you're not WhatsApping, you're learning during chazar at the shatz. If the chazan would say, Baruch atah Hashem, you should all drop dead and have a terrible death. I bet you, 98% of the shul would say, amen. Am I wrong? So that's basically Rav Yudayakin's point. Is it that you have to listen to every single word of laning? And if you don't know what the laning was. Was it Parshat Noach? Was it Parshat Zot HaBracha? You have no idea. It all sounds the same. By the Be'er Shem Moshe Limor. He went over here, he went over there, he went up, he went down. The Jews sinned, the Jews didn't sin. It's all the same. Do you need to listen to every word of laning? Or is the mitzvah to show kavod for the Sefer Torah? You don't need to listen to what's being laned, but you have to show kavod to the Sefer Torah. So that's basically the way he explains these two points of view that we saw earlier. The two points of view we saw earlier was, one said you have to be quiet, Rav Huna. It means be quiet, show kavod. But the other point of view, Rav Zero, who said, no, Va'oznei chol ha'am, Sefer Torah, you have to listen to every word of laning. Now, what is the machlokas based on? Now I'm going to add on to Rav Yudayakin. My addition. So if you don't like what I'm about to say, it's my fault. In my humble opinion, this is based on exactly what Harold mentioned a few moments ago. What is my obligation during laning? What's my obligation when the Jewish people lane? According to the Ramban, in the Milchamot, in the back of Masechet Megillah, on the left side of what you're looking at right now, the Ramban says, his beautiful alleged picture right under me, Hashnuim b'mishnatenu kulam chovot atzibur hein. Aval Megillah, geshem shatzibur kaya chayav, kachoy kaya chid b'chayid chayav. Says the Ramban, the obligation of laning is to not you listen to every word like Megillah, but rather have a laning in the minyan. Ensure that there's a laning in the minyan. Very much like ensure there's a Kaddish at the end of Aleinu. I don't need to listen to the Kaddish. I don't even need to say the Kaddish. But you have to ensure that in a minyan there's a Kaddish. So you have to ensure that there is a laning. But I don't need to listen to every word. And the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, whose beautiful real picture is right here. This is a picture from the video that they found a few years ago. Him walking into the Agudat Yisrael convention in 1923. By the way, in that particular convention, I don't know if you know this, but someone got up and maledicted Rav Kook. And the Chafetz Chaim, chief member of Agudat Yisrael, walked out in a humph. Say, how in God's name did you just mezalzel in the Mara Da'atra of Eretz Yisrael? And he walked out. So this is that convention. This is his picture from that convention. This is not an alleged picture. This is a real picture. The Chafetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah, in his Perush on himself, called the Bir Halacha. The Chafetz Chaim says, the min adin yesh lomar de'en chala yachid mitzvat kriyat ha-Torah, bizman she'ino yachala lechet le-beit ha-Knesset. So if you have COVID-19, lo aleinu, or you're in isolation, lo aleinu, and you cannot go to a minyan, you have no obligation to make up Kriyas HaTorah. If you're on a plane and you didn't have a minyan, you don't have to make up Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is an obligation if, A, it's a Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Yontif, or fast day. Two, you happen to be in a minyan. But if it's not a Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Yontif, or fast day, or you're not in a minyan, you don't have to make it up. You never had the obligation in the first place. And therefore, even the shuls that made up lanings that they missed during the beginning of COVID-19 all agreed it was a big chumrah because no one was in shul. So there wasn't a minyan, and therefore the obligation never started. So if that's the case, why would you not allow to be learning during laning? Not because you need to listen to every word. It's not my obligation. It's the obligation of a minyan. It's just out of kavod to the Sefer Torah. Very much like other things we do for a Sefer Torah. The Rambam says that the Sefer Torah is so holy, you have to lechabdo yoter midai. What's yoter midai mean? Too much. Too much. You gotta mechabed the Sefer Torah too much. So you mechabed the Sefer Torah by standing up for it every time it moves. And you mechabed the Sefer Torah by not learning when they're laning. Okay? Nothing to do with you listening. Because you don't have to listen. The minyan has to lane. It's not my obligation. If I miss Kriyas HaTorah because I wasn't in a minyan, I don't have to make it up. It's a chovat atzibur. However, the other day I said, no, you have to listen to every word. Ukupatcha, when you open the Sefer Torah, Ozne Kola'am was to listen to every word. And there is a notion like that, but a minority view. And the ones that popularized it was Rav Soloveitchik, whose picture is here on my right, together in the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, whose picture is right here. And the one who brought it is Rav Shechter. I'm reading from his words in a book called Divrei Harav. Achen zechurani shekama pa'amim. I remember a few times that Rav Soloveitchik would go from Boston to New York on a Monday, sometimes. And when he went from Monday from Boston to New York, he couldn't daven in a minyan in the morning. The plane or the train left earlier than the minyan. So he got to New York and he gave a shiur. And then after shiur, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the students in YU would go to mincha. Now, they would daven mincha quickly and go to their college courses. At that moment, Rav Soloveitchik said, who missed minyan today? I heard this on a recording. Who missed minyan today? Silence in the room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds. Don't be embarrassed. So Rav Shechter reports, 10 hands went up, and they davened mincha, and they made up Kriyas HaTorah, just like on a fast day. They said, Ashrei Chatzi Kaddish, took out the Torah, read, put it back, Chatzi Kaddish, and continued Mincha as normal. Said Rav Shechter, that meant that Rav Soloveitchik felt it was not a Chovat HaTzibur, but was a Chovat HaYochid, just like Megillah reading. If you didn't hear Megillah, you have to make it up. So said Rav Soloveitchik, I missed Minyan, which meant I missed Kriya Satorah. So I davened Shachris, but I didn't hear Kriya Satorah. I need 10 people. So therefore, I need to now make it up. Now, I can't make it up without 9 other people. So I asked, who else missed Kriya Satorah? Gentlemen, this is, in a word, the difference between, I would say, going ahead and saying Birkas HaGomel in a minyan versus Kaddish in a minyan. Or to be more precise, Kedusha. If, indeed, you need to say Birkas HaGomel, it's your Chovas HaYochid to say Birkat HaGomel. You got out of the hospital, but you need a minyan to say it. No one else needs to say it. You need to say it. That's a Chovat HaYochid. Chovat HaTzibur is if and when you're in a minyan, you say Kedusha. So that's exactly the two points of view we saw, in my opinion. If Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovat HaTzibur, we need to make sure that the congregation reads the Torah. I don't need to listen to every word. Then, not learning during laning is out of kavod of the Sefer Torah, because I don't need to listen to what's being said. I just can't learn because it's not nice to do that when the Sefer Torah is being read from. But if you say, no, it's a Chovat HaYochid, you have to hear every word tomorrow morning of Parshat Lech Lecha Rishon, then of course you can't learn because you need to listen actively to what's going on. You can't be on your phone. You can't do other things. You can't start looking at your WhatsApps. You gotta listen actively to every single word. In a word, this shiur right now. So, if the people are not interrupting, that's beautiful. They show me great kavod. I thank you for the kavod. Doesn't mean you're listening. But if you really want to repeat the shiur to me at 10 o'clock when I ask you, okay, Bruce, repeat every word I said, then Bruce is going to stop looking at his phone. He's going to stop doing other things. He's going to look at the screen. And he's only going to listen to every word I said, because he knows at 10 o'clock and 5 seconds, he has a quiz. So, that's the question here. Is it enough not to interrupt out of kavod of the Sefer Torah? Or no, do you need to listen to every word? Now we're going to see the Heterim, as Harold and as Bruce mentioned earlier, based on these two points of view, out of kavod, or do you need to listen to every word? What are the reasons you're not allowed to learn during laning? Out of kavod, or because you have to listen to every word? Arthur, you had your hand up?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, was Rav Soloveitchik trying to teach something else, such as, if it really bothers you, you miss laning, and you have an opportunity to lane at Mincha, take it?
No. His grandfather was known to do this, even when no student was listening. He would travel on the plane, or on the train, excuse me, and he would say, we have to make up laning. He would be very nervous about it. It was a shita in his family. Incidentally, he read the same Ramban, and he somehow understood that it was a hochacha, it was a raya for him. Rav Soloveitchik's other grandfather, who was known as Rav Eliyahu Prajana, said, your grandfather can take anything and turn it around with his mind. He can take a mefurash milchamot. Look what it says here. Hashnuim b'mishnateinu kulam chovat atzibur, and he, from here, learns, no, it's really a chovat hayachid. How he does that with his brisker acrobatics is amazing. But that was a shita. It wasn't to teach the students to be better Jews.
Question?
Yes.
The Rav would have read from a chumash while on the plane those parsha that he missed, or heard a tape recording of it being lame. Would that qualify for hearing it being read?
No.
Must it be out of the Sefer Torah?
Has to be out of the Sefer Torah with a minyan, with brachot before and after. So that's Kriyat HaTorah. What you're suggesting is learning Torah, which is wonderful. But it's not Kriyat HaTorah. Okay. So, based on these points of view, now we can go ahead and ask ourselves, well, what are the Heterim? Ramification number one for what we said. Is it out of kavod, or do you need to listen to every single word? Ramification number one is, when does the prohibition begin? If you look at the Rambam versus the Levush, I'm going to give you 20 seconds. Tell me, what is the difference? As they used to say in the Holy Show, Sesame Street, one of the things are not kind of the same. in that famous song. Now you tell me, what is the difference between the Levush and the Rambam? And don't tell me the Levush is an Achron and the Rambam's a Rishon. I know that. And don't tell me he's an Ashkenazi, he's a Sephardi. I know that too. In his words, what's the difference? Take a look. 20 seconds, go.
In English, I could tell you that in 20 seconds.
Nice, nice. Good answer, Bruce. That's a nice terutz. Gentlemen, the Rambam. Kevan shehitchil hakorel likrot batorah. The Levush. Umiyat sheniftach hasefer Torah. What is the difference between the Rambam and the Levush?
One is when you actually start reading it, and the other is when you open the Sefer Torah.
Exactly. One is when you actually read. The other is when you open. If you say you have to listen to every word of the Kriyas HaTorah, then it makes sense. I don't care if you open the Torah, you close the Torah. Everyone has different minhagim. Based on the last amud of Masechet Megillah, what do you do with an aliyah? Do you open it and leave it open? Or do you open it, you close it, you open it? Whatever you do, you do. Nothing to do with me. The minute the reading starts, that's when I need to listen. That's the Rambam Shita. Kevan shehitchil hakorel likrot batorah. Then asur lesaper afilu bidvar halacha. But the Levush says, I don't need to listen to every word of the Kriyas HaTorah. The reason you're not allowed to learn while laning is because of kavod to the Sefer Torah. And therefore, umiyad sheniftach ha-Sefer Torah for the asur lesaper afilu bidvar Torah. Namely, it's when you open the Torah. Because that's when you have to show kavod to the Torah once it's opened. But if it's to listen to laning, what do I care if it's opened, it's closed, it's up, it's down? The minute laning starts, I have to listen. So, ramification number one.
What about taking out the Sefer Torah?
What about it?
Start from there.
Taking out the Sefer Torah, the halacha is all you have to do is stand. You can still learn while the Sefer Torah is being transferred from place to place. But
that's not covered for the Sefer Torah.
Why?
Not paying attention to learning.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. If the Torah is just being transferred, so I stand up for it, that shows kavod. But if it's actually being read from, then you have to show kavod based on the new reality of it being read from, and that is not to learn while it's being read from. It's like disregarding what's happening. So, in my opinion, these two points of view are a nafkamina. Namely, if it's out of kavod, and the minute you open the Sefer Torah, the kavod issue has to start. But if it's to listen to every word, I don't care if it opens, if it's closed. The minute you start reading from it, like the Rambam says, and as the Beit Yosef says in his words, that only just there ledavar ledaber mi'eich niftach mamish elamiyeich yatchila korel likrot. If you have to listen to every word, then it's only when you start reading from it. Nafkamina number two, Shulchan Aruch. This is the Shulchan Aruch in Orech Chaim, Simon Kof, Mem Vav, Kuf Mem Vav, Sif Bet. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kivan Sheitchila Korel Likro BaTorah. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points of view. What do we do? Number one, Pshat Gemara, left side, Asur Lesaper Afilu B'Divrei Torah, Afilu Ben Gavra LeGavra, VeAfilu Yimishlim Hu HaParsha. Once you start laning, can't do a thing. Heter, v'yesh mitirim ligros, bilachash. Some say it's okay to learn if you don't interrupt. V'yesh omim she'im yesh yudit zaiti l'sefer Torah, muta l'saper b'divrei Torah. And some say that if there's 10 people listening, the others can learn. V'yesh mitirim l'misha torato emunato. Those that make a living out of learning and they just can't stop learning. They don't stop learning to go to Minyan according to one day on Rishonim. They don't even stop for Tefillah. They're learning. They can continue learning during laning. All these points of view. One is, all bets are off. No learning during laning. The second point of view, if you're quiet, you can learn. What is it based on? It has to be based on honor or listening to every word. It has to be based on honor. Why? Because why would you be allowed to learn if it's quiet? The answer is because you don't need to listen. You just need not to interrupt. Show kavod by not interrupting. No problem, I won't interrupt, but I'll do my thing. For example, you're going to the doctor's office. You're in the waiting room. There's an announcement. If you talk during the time that there's an announcement, that's disgusting. Someone's talking and you're talking while they're talking. But if they're talking and you're on your phone, you're not showing lack of respect. You're just not listening, but you're not showing lack of respect. So if you're allowed to learn during laning, bilachash, namely, if you don't interrupt quietly, it must be because you don't need to listen to every word of the Sefer Torah being laned. You just have to show kavod. Or if there's 10 people listening, so kavod is looked after, 10 people are listening, the others can do what they want. And if Torato Emunato, you make a living out of learning, you just don't stop learning ever, then quite frankly, once again, kavod is taken care of because other people are showing kavod. I'm showing kavod by learning the Torah. Kavod is taken care of. But all this is on the assumption that it's all about kavod, honor, vitamin K. But if it's not about vitamin K, it's about listening to every word being read, and then you understand the two points of view that the Shulchan Aruch brings on the right side. V'hanachon shebechol ha-parshiyot ra'ui la-middakdek b'dvarav l'chavein da'ato v'lishom'am mipi ha-koreh. Says the Shulchan Aruch that the right thing to do is to listen to every word of laning and not to do other things during laning. Gentlemen, the same point of view would be lekula as well. So one point of view in the Shulchan Aruch is, best thing to do, don't do anything during laning, listen to every word. Because you need to be yotze, you need to listen. It's not about kavod. Now let's go lekula. Let's say I don't want to listen. I'm not interested in listening, I don't want to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. It's a chovat atzibo, whatever it might be. The Yesh Metirim says the Shulchan Aruch, Lemishik Kodem Sheniftach Sefer Torah, Machzir Panav, Umarei Atzmo She'eino Rotze Lishmo HaSefer Torah, Ela Likrot, Umatchi Likrot. You want to learn during laning? You have to make up your Daf Yomi? You're behind in your learning? No problem, this is what you do. Sefer Torah is being read, turn your back like this, and start learning. Gentlemen, if it was about kavod, that's the biggest lack of kavod I've ever seen. But if it's about listening to every word, then if I don't want to listen to every word, turn your back. What is this based on? So I brought you the background here. The Gemara in Brachot says that Rav Sheshet used to turn his back during laning. And the Tosfo says that it's okay to learn during laning, like Rav Sheshet Mahader Ape Vigares, he would turn his back and learn, saying, Anan Bedidan Ve'inhu Bedidhu. Anyone want to translate those words? Anan Bedidan Ve'inhu Bedidhu. That's like Bruce. We're giving a shir now. I say, Bruce, you just turned your back. So Bruce says, you do your thing, Rabbi. I'll do my thing. That's exactly what Rav Sheshet said. You guys lane, you do your thing, I'm going to do my thing. But namely, I don't want to listen to every word.
Rav Sheshet was blind. What does it mean he turned his back to learn?
He turned his back to learn. It says exactly what he did.
But he was blind.
So?
Well, if you can read another book and learn, but...
Maybe it was before he became blind.
I don't know either.
Make a long story short, Rav Soloveitchik explained in Rav Shechter quotes this in another book he authored called Nefesh Harav. I brought it here. The Latzet Yedei Chovat Kriyat HaTorah Ba'inan She'itzaref. You want to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah and Yotze? You have to be part of the minyan. How are you part of the minyan? Ba'inan She'yu Pnei Atzibur Ponim El HaSefer. You need to face the Sefer Torah. Now that is a very, very big chumrah. That means that even if you're in a shul and there's pews, and you're sitting in front of the bima, you need to turn to face the bima during laning. If you're on the sides, you need to face the bima. That's what I personally do. Because based on this whole razzle-dazzle lumdus, if Rav Sheshet turns his back, and therefore he says, I don't need to listen to laning, laning has nothing to do with me, then if you want to be yotze laning, you want to listen to every word, then you need to face the Sefer Torah. So as you can see, There's 6 points of view on this issue based on what we said. Is it out of kavod, or is it to listen to every word? If it's out of kavod, then maybe the minute the Sefer Torah is open, you need to listen. And it's not a lack of kavod if you learn quietly, or if there's 10 people showing kavod, you're the 11th, you can do something else. But if it's to be yotze, then you should listen to every word, and the only way to get out of it is to turn your back, and then you're not yotze, but it's okay because I don't want to listen. It's a problem if you're quasi-listening. Think about this, your wife's saying to you, this is what happened today, and you're on your phone, until she says, what do you mean, uh-huh, I just said I want to kill someone. What'd you say? Right? Active listening means to listen, pay attention. But if you turn your back, you're saying, I'm not listening. Not my thing. So we could see these 2 points of view in the Shulchan Aruch itself. In the various 6 points of view he brings on this issue. So, if you learn during laning quietly, you're assuming that A, it's a chobat atzibur, not my personal obligation, and B, I'm not interrupting, I'm not showing lack of kavod. On the other hand, if you turn your back, you're saying, there's no kavod issue. Sefer Torah has no feelings. Number two, I don't want to be yotze laning. It's not my thing. Make a long story short, let's go to one more ramification, and with this we close for today. Last ramification, the exceptions to the rule. The Shulchan Aruch, in that same simen, Kuf Mem Vav Sif Bet, brings two exceptions. He says, whatever your shita is on a regular laning, v'likroch na'im mikro v'chatargum b'shat kriyas haTorah sharei. Let's say you're not learning Daf Yomi. You're not learning a Reuven. You're learning the Parsha. There is an absolute halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch. I would say this is one of the best well-kept secrets in Judaism outside of the Isser of Lashon Hara. And that is that you have to go over the Parsha, Shtayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Some call it to Ma'avir Sedra, if you heard that term. Can you do it during laning? You know, they're laning and I'm doing Shtayim Mikra. The answer is yes. Now, what is that based on? If I need to listen to every single word of laning, actively listen to what's being said, I can't learn anything during laning. But if it's kavod, what bigger kavod to the Sefer Torah and to what's being laned, then while they're laning, you're learning the laning. You're not learning Parshat Vayikra during Lech Lecha, you're learning Lech Lecha during Lech Lecha. That's kavod to the second power. On the other hand, the Chose, ain't knowing yon the Parshat Zachor, Parshat Para, Shehem Ba'asarami Doraita, Shetzarich Lechavin Vilishom Am Mipia Kore. Parshat Zachor and Parshat Para are, according to the Shulchan Aruch, not communal obligations, but personal obligations. They're Doraisa. Namely, you need a minion, like Birkas HaGomel, but it's your personal obligation. So if it's your personal obligation, you need to listen to every word. Now, what do we learn from here? Counterintuitive. Except for Parshat Parah and Parshat Zachor, the rest of the lanings, you don't need to listen to every word. It's not a personal obligation. It's rather a communal one. And therefore, I can learn during laning on the rest of them. So as you could see, is it about kavod or is it about listening to laning? Would express itself in, are you allowed to learn during laning, and which kind of laning? Parshat Parah, Parshat Zachor versus the rest. And if you can learn during laning, quietly, out loud, turning your back, all these things are based, in my opinion, on a fundamental question. Is the Isser in Masechet Sota, with which we began the shiur today, this Gemara in Masechet Sota, is it about not showing a lack of kavod to the Sefer Torah like Rav Huna, or to listen to every word like Rav Zeira? And this would reflect in when you're actually allowed to lane and learn at the same time. Not the laner, but the people listening. I hope the shiur was clear. And yes, Arthur, question.
I'm just wondering, if you take the lenient position, what do you do on Haftorah? Is Haftorah a lower level, or do we have the same issue?
I believe the Haftorah is a much, much lower level for various reasons.
That's
probably why Lo Aleinu Rachmana Litzlan, the terrible Kiddush Club, started. I think that is the biggest atrocity I've ever seen in an Orthodox shul. It's just hilarious to see, and it's sad to see. But the reason why the Haftorah doesn't get the same attention as the Torah reading is because it's much later. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu that made it. It's much later in life. Moshe Rabbeinu was a rabbi too. So as a rabbi, he made a rabbinic enactment to Lane. Number two, not the Haftorah, that was much later. Number two, Haftorah, even a minor can read. You don't have to be bar mitzvah. And number three, we all know that Haftorahs, unlike the Torah reading, are not the same everywhere. Namely, everywhere around the world this week, they're going to read Lech Lecha. There used to be Tum and Hagim, but today everyone's going to read Lech Lecha. Not so with regard to the Haftorah. You ever open up a Haftorah book? The Sephardim start here, the Ashkenazim start here. I wish I was a Sephardi, it's shorter. I wish I was an Ashkenazi, it's shorter. This Parsha, that Parsha, two different Haftorahs. Because of that, the Haftorah is on a lower level. But an obligation it is. So I don't understand the Kiddush Club. There's no heter for it. But that's probably where it came from.
I'm wondering, no one suggests that if someone wants to learn, that they go out of the shul. They go outside the minyan. Why? Wouldn't that be more coveted?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But if you assume that it's not about kavod, but it's about listening to laning, then the minute you were in a minyan, and it's a Shabbos or a Monday or Thursday, then you personally, Arthur, are obligated in laning. So you need to hear laning. And if you need to hear laning, then what's your heter to leave shul? If you're at home and you didn't have a minyan mele, but if you're in shul, you're obligated to listen to every word. So if it's about kavod, absolutely, leave shul, go learn somewhere else. But if it's not about kavod, it's actually about real McCoy listening to every word, and you need to listen to every word.
Why wasn't there a middle ground where you actually face the laner, and your chumash is open, as I asked earlier, you're listening to every word at the same time, you're reading the Mefarshim on every pasuk that's being laned.
Why do you say there's no middle ground, Bruce?
Well, because you're learning.
No. Why do you say there's no middle ground? I want you to look right now. You see my face?
Yeah.
Okay. You see this ear?
Yes.
Okay, look at the other ear. Okay? Look at the other ear. You ready? Here we go. V'yesh mitirim ligros perush. Lilmod bilachash. Here's your middle ground. We learned it together a few moments ago. Bruce, I have to assume you were not interrupting, but maybe you weren't listening.
So, no, but isn't the middle ground the safest position?
No. No, it's not the safest position, because that's assuming that it's all about kavod. But if it's not about kavod, it's about listening to every single word that's being laned. Then how are you listening to every word being laned when you're reading the Mefarshim? You're not listening to every word.
Because one ear you really are. You're listening to the laner. People can do this.
People can do this? People can do this? People can do two things at once properly?
Yes.
Yeah? You really think so?
Reasonably.
Okay. You really think so?
Yes, in this case, I think because you're familiar with the Parsha enough that you hear the laner, really every word, and if he makes a mistake, you hear it. You know it. You're right there to jump up. And in the meantime, you're actually reading Rashi on it while you're hearing the laning.
Bruce, I'll give you three reasons why that's not true. Number one, there's actually a halacha regarding in the Beis HaMikdash with the Sota, not going into the various details, that says you cannot do two things at once. You can't have person reading and listening at the same time. But I'll prove that some other time. Number two, Bruce, the very fact that you asked me, is there a middle ground, a few moments ago, proves that that's impossible. You were listening to the shir. You have your earphones on like a pilot. I am absolutely sure every single word I said, you heard. And yet, you missed what I said right here.
No, I took a quick bathroom break for
Oh, that was the bathroom break. Okay.
I actually missed it.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have caught it while...
And now I'm going to give you the real hochacha, Bruce. If we go to shul together on a Shabbos, you and I, okay? And I was the laner, Or no, I wasn't the lane. I was the gabbai. The laner's laning. There shouldn't be a hefsek. And you're reading the mefarshim on the pasuk. You're with your art scroll chumash or any other chumash of your liking. And you say, I know the laning. I'm this year laning. This year I'm reading the mefarshim. And I would ask you from time to time, what did he just say? You and I would fail the test. You and I. Well, not just me, you. Me. I'm a laner. I know Parshat Lech Lecha. I've laned it. And I can promise you. Okay? Everything sounds the same if you're not listening. Let's be honest. I'll do it right now. The sing song. Up and down, down and up. If you're in a Sephardi shul, he acts it out. It's nice. And you know, Vayered, he came down. Vayaleh, he went up. But in Ashkenazi shul, let's be honest, everything sounds the same. There's no way in the world that you know what's being laned, listening to every word, knowing every word being laned, and at the same time, oh, I'm trying to understand the Rashi. I can do two things at once. The only people that can do two things in one, Bruce, according to all studies, are women. Women are multitasked. But men, like you and I, forget it.
I sit next to a fellow who listens, he learns while he reads a proportion, but he jumps up because he's a professional himself. When he hears it wrong,
yeah,
he's actually heard it, and he jumps up to point it out.
That's a very rare, rare case, as you probably can attest yourself. Very, very rare. I, too, lane many times. I was forced to lane for 4 years as a rabbi in Halifax. That was part of my job description. It wasn't easy. So I know many of the lanings very well. And I can promise you, if I would jump up without looking at a chumash and correct, I'd probably be correct, but on the wrong parsha. Because many, many terms sound the same in different parshas. So in one parsha, it says, Vayishalach. In another part, it says, Vayishlach. And you hear, Vayishlach, nah, Vayishalach. And if you were a professional laner, number two, you'd say, I'm sorry, my dear friend, what are we, going back to the Trinity of three-year laning? You're correcting me from Parshat Vayishlach, we're now in Parshat Bishalach. So I'm not so sure that's possible, but even if it's possible, it's a very, very rare case. So gentlemen, you shouldn't learn during laning. There are heterim, as you can see here, right in front of you. And if you want to use those heterim, they're very legitimate. They're written in the Shulchan Aruch. There's nothing wrong with it. But you have to be sensitive to the fact that it's an issue. And an issue is an issue. And I hope we made sense out of the issue today. Is it kavod? Or is it listening to every word? Is it a function of don't go ahead and mizalzel? Or is it a function of actively listening? Wishing everyone a very, very good day. All the very best. Take care. Arthur, you'll send me the recording when ready. Thank you, Arthur. Take care.
Arthur, are you ready for Rabbi Chaim?